then again with the Kirtana. Hey, welcome again. And I really want to ask you, whether did anyone tell you to increase or decrease the parts of your body, or did they compare you to models or porn stars? Did they? You deserve a big hug, and this piece is giving you that. Okay, so let's start it. I look down into the mirror every morning, the drops from my eyes falling on each inch of my naked skin. Mourning, mourning for the beauty you puked on, mourning at the dead soul you murdered. Don't tell me to increase or decrease the parts of my body. I'm not the temperature of your AC, neither you are my remote. Did you not ever complain to your mother before drinking her milk that, oh, they are so saggy, they are ugly, small, and that they could have been 2 more shades lighter, like you poke me daily? Or did you not tell her to change the shape of her waist before spilling out from her womb? What? Did you? Oh, so you were already kicking her for this inside, isn't it? Okay, okay. Don't tell me to increase or decrease the parts of my body. I'm not the temperature of your AC, neither you are my remote, but I order you to increase the size of your brain and decrease the size of your senseless expectations, because it's like asking someone to change the shape of their hearts, lungs, or livers. They are what they are, they do what they do. What bothers you? Oh, I feel more secured in a whisper pad than with you. It actually absorbs my blood and comforts my position, but you flood out all my blood, boiling in bubbles. You tell me to push up my melons, but did you ever push me to reach my goals? And so, I picked up the same bush you showed me I had and brushed it to paint with the same red-hot blood. A masterpiece you can never afford to pay, a strong piece of heart you can never try to break, and a world of confidence you can never dare to shake. Now I look down into the same mirror every morning, my eyes shimmering crystals of diamond on each inch of my skin, naked skin, drowning in its shine. And telling it, oh, stop making me fall for this divine wine poured from heaven. Don't tell me to increase or decrease the parts of my body. I'm not the temperature of your AC, neither you are my remote. Neither you are my remote. Of course, they are not. Own it because it's yours. Of course, you can change it, but with the condition that you should embrace and love the present state of it. So there was this girl, and when her boyfriend told her the same, she was crying daily in the bathroom and all, hating herself, hating her body and all. What is this? If that person is really the right one, they would make you feel more loved, peaceful, and beautiful about yourself. That would be your biggest green flag, and not this idiotic red flag. Okay. And if you don't have a partner and still feel insecure about the parts of your body, that's self-destruction. Don't do that. Love them, embrace them, because they are helping you to survive. Okay? Yes. Love them, embrace them. Of course, there are so many people who follow trends on body shaming someone, you know, commenting on others' insecurities. Let's make a new trend now. Let's make fun of the people who laugh on others' insecurities, who comment on others' insecurities. Shall we? They will definitely listen, because this is a trend, right? So let's look down on the people who make fun of others' insecurities. It's like making shamers ashamed. It's shaming the shamers. Okay, so shame the shamers. Okay, did you like that? Did it ever happen to you? Tell me. And did you like it? Do you want more of these coming on body shaming and all such things? Comment it down and let me know through any medium, so that I bring such type of things more to you. And for them, subscribe, because I really don't want you to miss them. Okay? So yeah, that is it for today. Till the next episode. breathe in again with Kirtana. Thank you so much for your time.